So what were some of the prominent points that came out of that discussion for you? The discussion on forgiveness.
I think sometimes it's hardest to forgive people we are closest with. For example, sometimes people we have expectations about. And if they do something wrong, if they reach that level of expectation, right, it's very difficult to forgive.
Yeah.
I mean, on the practical aspect of things.
Yeah. That's very true. So he said that sometimes it's more difficult to forgive the people that we're closest to because we sometimes have a lot of expectations about them. And then when they don't conform with those expectations, we feel quite betrayed. Did anybody else feel similarly? Did you find that? Yeah, I see several nodding heads. Yeah. So what can you do when there's that, you know, that kind of thing happens and you find that it's hard to forgive, but it's also somebody you care very deeply about, so you want to reestablish the relationship. So how do you forgive? You know, or if you found in your discussion that it was difficult to forgive those people, why was it difficult to forgive?
I think we dwell a lot on what the person did to us, and we think a lot about hurt. So we're not able to let go of the experience, the hurt, the kind of emotion that is within us, and that is what is preventing us from forgiving the other party.
So we feel quite hurt. And we kind of get stuck in the hurt. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. And when we're stuck in our experience of hurt, it's sometimes hard to go beyond that and forgive the person, huh? How many people have found that in their own life, that situation, where you've gotten stuck in hurt and found it hard to forgive? At some point, were you able to forgive? Who is able to forgive when they've gotten in there? Okay, what did you do that enabled you to be able to forgive?
For me, it's not look into the other way around. We shouldn't have the expectations for the other person. They have their own mind. So, it's to think of yourself why you have expectations for them. They have their own mind, they have their own way of doing something.
Very interesting point, isn't it? You know, relates back to what he said about having expectations. You know, that one way to go beyond the hurt is to let go of those expectations and realize that people have their own life. You know, they're not our property. They're not our puppets. You know, we have to kind of open and accept them the way they are, instead of having our agenda about how I want you to be.
For me, I think one way is to look from the viewpoint of the person. The person may be saying all those things to you for your benefit in the moment. So it's just like parent and child. The parent may be saying things to the child. It's actually for your own good. So if you realize that the motivation or the reason for what the other party is doing, you see the benefits of that, it's very easy to generate forgiveness.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
In terms of the motivation to be why I would want to be, I think I would realize that I'm suffering from myself. Maybe something from suffering by fear to forgive. To begin with, for me to want to forgive, there must be an act of wrong committed upon me. I just not forgive them, any second real suffering.
You have to talk a little bit louder because you have some competition here.
I just said that I would want to forgive because if I fail to do so, I will be adding another layer of suffering on top of the wrong that I feel that I want to. If I cling on to this feeling of wrong and suffering. So I would want to instead relieve the suffering from a purely selfish point.
I think that's a good point, because sometimes we feel that forgiving is something we do for the other person. But actually we see, as he pointed out, forgiving is something that we also do for ourselves, you know? Because the forgiving enables us to heal, doesn't it? Yeah? So it's interesting, it's not like it's either the other person who benefits or I who benefit. Both of us benefit when we forgive.
I think what our group made a very good point, so I just reiterate the point that he said that forgiving is to come forward and to give your understanding. And forgive, he broke up the word, the two words basically, and gave a meaning to that. I thought that was very useful to me. And he said that actually to forgive, right, is actually a very active thing to do. That means you don't just sit down there and say, okay, just let time pass and I'll forgive you. You know, because usually we tend to do that. We tend to use time. We always think that time is a medicine for us, you know. We tend to spend this just forget about the whole thing. And that's actually not active forgiving. Active forgiving is really recognize the cause and to give an understanding and to help the person in this really needs help in, you know, that kind of thing. And of course, I think to the point that the previous our brother has said that forgiving also for ourselves, for the benefit for ourselves, and actually forgiving is also for the benefit of giving the relationship a new fresh space to develop.
Okay, forgiving is very much about giving understanding, isn't it? Yeah, good point.
Just to add on to the point, one of my roommates did suggest something, and I feel that really my trip here will work. Something I mentioned, my understanding of otherwise zero information about forgiveness, I don't know how to forgive because I think that I need to be forgiven as well. First ask him that they are both forgiving. Okay. So what he said was, we need to forgive the act. The act was unwholesome. The act of the harm done on oneself, speech, body, and mind. The act itself, we need to forgive. Not that person, that sentient being. Basically, he's ignorant. He doesn't know what he or she was doing. He or she does not need to be forgiven. The act itself, yes.
So it was actually the act that's harmful, not the person who was harmful.
The person is harmful.
Yeah. You had some reaction to that.
I think that we should forgive the person. The act itself is nothing to be forgiven because it's an act. But if you don't want to forget it, however, when you the very definition of forgive means a person, it can't be an act. So I've got a whole exercise of forgive a person. So the act itself has been committed, it's done. We separate the act from the person who he or she did was the mother sent in me. And we should forgive the person. The act itself is not there to be forgiven, it's just an act.
But how do you forgive the person when he's been doing anything wrong? Basically, there's nothing wrong with the person.
Let's see if we can find a way to put this together, okay?
Another point I want to bring up is important for a group perhaps to settle on one definition of what it means to forgive. I think the first question was very good. What does it mean to forgive? And apparently there's some people who have different definitions of what it means to forgive. So that's where we disagree.
I don't think we have to come up with one definition of what it means. I think it's nice to have a few different perspectives because people might have a little bit different takes on what it means to forgive. Yeah, I'm okay with different definitions. Did you want to say something, Lydia? Let's see if we can find a way to put together what those two were saying. Okay. When somebody does something negative, okay, somebody talks behind your back with a bad motivation, or, you know, somebody steals something or whatever. What happens if we separate the person from the act? Okay? We can say the act is negative, the act is inappropriate. Okay? You know? We can't say the person is negative because the person has Buddha nature. So we can't say somebody who has Buddha nature is inherently negative. We can say the action was destructive, but we can't say the person was destructive. Okay. But what very often happens is because we ordinary people don't differentiate the action and the person, we mix them up together, then we start to think that it's the person who's negative and the person who's destructive, don't we? Yeah? That's part of our problem. In that case, yeah, what will help us is to disentangle it, yeah? And when we disentangle it and realize that the action and the person are different, then automatically we forgive the person. Do you get what I'm saying? So we're doing what he's saying in that we're forgiving the person. But why are we forgiving the person? Because we're doing what he was saying and realizing that the action and the person are different. Is that making some sense to you? Now they both disagree with me. But think about it a little bit, you know? In your life, if you can, you know, think of how when we get hurt, yeah, somebody else was talking about hurt being the thing that we have to let go of in order to forgive. When we're hurt, we usually say, that person hurt me. But was it really the person who hurt us, or the action or their words that hurt us? It's usually the action or the words, isn't it? But because we don't see the difference between the action or words and the person, we say, the person hurt me. Yeah, when we can differentiate those, it becomes easier to forgive. Because we see that when somebody does something negative, you know, they do it because they're in pain themselves, because they want to be happy, because they're ignorant and confused. Sounds just like us. Yeah? So then we become able to understand, it becomes easier to forgive.
I thought whether to feel hurt or not is a choice, so whether to feel hurt or not is a choice in our attitude. If you choose not to be hurt, how can we feel hurt? And I feel that sometimes people don't forgive because they thought that we must punish a person for doing the thing, the wrongful act. So they won't forgive so that they can punish a person. Mm-hmm. But I think they're punishing themselves.
Okay. So, okay, your first point was?
My first point was that
it's our choice whether
we're.
Okay. So, the first point, that it's our choice whether we're hurt or not. Theoretically, it is our choice, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. In reality, you know, how many of us are aware of that, taking that choice? And how much do we feel the other person did it to me? Don't we? You know, usually in our life, we don't say, I choose to feel hurt. We say, they hurt me. And we don't say, I chose to feel angry. We say, they made me angry. But when, you know, this is something to really step back and look at, because when we say, they hurt me, they made me angry, then we're feeling like it all came from outside and we're just a victim without a choice. But if we look closer, you know, we're an active participant in this. Now, we may not actively be saying to ourselves, I think I'll feel hurt. You know, because we want to be happy, don't we? Nobody likes to feel hurt. So we don't actively think, shall I be hurt? Shall I not be hurt? Oh, I think I will be. You know? We don't actively think like that. Yeah? We just feel hurt and we assume it came from the other person. But it can be very helpful to us to stop and think, well, wait a minute. You know, there was some point here where I just kind of followed along with that mind that said they did it to me. And it was at that point that I, quote, quote, chose to be hurt. Or that was at that point when I let myself be hurt. Yeah? So it can be helpful to do that and realize, well, wait, I had some role in feeling hurt because I interpreted the situation in a certain way. Yeah, and I emphasized certain things, or I was attached to certain things. So I played a role in getting hurt. And then his second point was, sometimes we think that by not forgiving, we're punishing the other person for what they did. And if we punish them, that'll make them reform and change. That's the way we think, isn't it? You know, if I'm mean and nasty and horrible and mistreat you because I'm punishing you, then you're going to reform and be nice to me. That's the way we think when we punish somebody, isn't it? Is it true? I'm going to be so nasty to you that you're going to change and be nice to me. Come on! You know? The whole mentality that wants to punish people doesn't work. It doesn't bring about what we want. Because they're not going to turn around and be nice to me. And as he was saying, we're sitting there being so miserable because we're still angry and full of resentment. So we think, I won't forgive them, you know, because that'll hurt them. But we're the one who's hurt when we don't forgive.
Yeah, I think all this discussion lead me to a question that I put just now is that we talk about forgiving, but have you thought of why we want to forgive? Because like what Barbara said, communication is very important. So if I check why do we want to forgive, then I thought for a while and I finally realized that the reason why I want to forgive is actually to forgive nobody in the future. Why do I say this? Because a lot of times when we feel angry with the person or when we feel that somebody has done us wrong, is that this person has actually pressed a button in us, be it emotional button, or be it a button that actually make you stressed or make you lost something. Or sometimes even the person starts to exhibit some qualities that you don't like to see in yourself and become a reflection of yourself. And you don't want to say that because in the first place, you don't want to forgive yourself of that quality in you. So you also do not want to forgive that person also. And because of all the I in you, all the me and I. So actually to forgive is a good step to actually accept yourself, because in the first place, if you can realize that somebody can make you angry, then start to realize that actually that is a panic button in you. That is a button that you'll feel angry about it, or that is a button that you'll feel very stressed about it. So by forgiving, you actually start to accept that button in you and have start to find some remedy in the button in you. So the next time when somebody starts to press a button, you'll not feel angry anymore. And eventually you do not need to forgive anybody.
Okay, no. Just got some points to make, and I find that unfortunately sometimes we take too long to start forgiving. I agree with what the other writer just said, and that. But unfortunately, I find that it's often after a stage where we're so tired of being angry and hurt, and we start to realize, okay, the punishment is on myself, and I want to make myself feel good, since the person's not going to change and make me feel good. So it's time to do something about it. And okay, I'll forgive him, you know. But sometimes, like I think it is too late. And some of the things, some of the problems or conflicts might have evolved from there. Like, maybe we don't just start talking to the person for the rest of their lives, and yeah, the other person's always really agony, you know. And yeah, that's the first point. Secondly, I was just thinking that I think when we start to feel like you want to change the situation, that's positive motivation, and that's when the idea of forgiveness starts to set into our minds. And from personal experience of mine, it's quite useful to drop our defenses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I found that there's a conflict, there's definitely going to be the idea of self on both parties. And if we go forward to the person and say, look, let's sort things out and, you know, let's work towards something. Like the person is so angry, you know, and he starts screaming at, you know, I'm not at fault, like why do I have to change anything? That doesn't make things easier for a forgiveness to get. And it's like, oh, there you go, okay, that's why I can't forgive you, you know. but from this experience, I think when I keep the idea that I want to do something constructive here, mm-hmm. I want to do something for the better, then when I start to drop my defenses, the other person will actually find it easier to drop the